Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Bundy.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy, 9-1.
Mac?
Yes, sir.
How worried are you about Cypress?
That's about where it is as now. As of
Stevenson's
now.
Down, and he talked to me. He's a little worried about it. He's in Florida.
Well, I think he's going on tickers and not anything more powerful than that, Mr. Yeah. President, but I don't really know.
He's going out with Ms. Meyer on a cruise for a week or so, so well, I guess our foreign policy get in trouble like it did when you left.
Well, okay, well, we batten down the hatches.
What's happened to Panama?
Nothing. I talked to Tom about that this morning, and he says that that rumor out of that agency rumor was of no weight, that we're still waiting for them to react to the language that you and he checked out last weekend, and that he has, he thinks, got the OAS people on board on that, which is important because essentially it puts the sort of the middleman are on our side, but that we don't. We're hoping we'll get that this week. If and when we do, that's when we'd like to have a snap conference.
The OAS has taken the language we agreed on the other day.
We're removing the stuff that you wanted out.
Okay. I'm worried about Gullion. I never have heard any more about him.
I'd better find out where that is. Yes, he can make life a little troublesome for
us. They're looking for things like that,
yeah.
And they're going to do it now.
Let
and we better take that initiative
is.
Now. And I've waited long enough, so you
right.
Tell him.
Who did you leave it with? You remember, Mr.
President? Rusk had it. Rusk came to me with it and said he didn't think that he could keep him. And I said, I know damn well you can't.
You can't.
But some of them arguing. Stevenson was arguing with me the other day. Good. Said that there's not. He didn't see it.
Valuable public servant, but there's just nothing in it to. You can't overlook that kind of thing. I'll take care of it.
See that they do something about it. Now on this Iocon, I don't agree.
Yes, I understand you don't, Mr. President. I've sent Comer back to the drawing boards to find a different
what
way
I
of doing
do,
that.
I'd let this fellow talk to him on his own. See where
right.
He gets anywhere. This fellow's not going to be.
Can he talk essentially these instructions, but not from you personally?
Yeah, I don't care what
he
talks.
Well, you see, the reason
I let them handle the diplomacy of
right.
it, but I don't want him saying it to me because I think it.
Yeah.
I think he just resented.
There's some advantage in keeping you out of it at this stage. The reason for talking rather firmly is that if we don't change the signals, our man is going in there with a military assistance package. And we do not want them to think that we come right around with more cookies.
I wouldn't go in with it. I
all right,
cut
that's
it back
just
about
what,
three
that's
times.
Just my alternative. That's
I
just
cut it
my
back
alternative
two
plan.
Three times they sent me a commitment to
let's just tell
65
them,
and 40, and
tell
I'd make him. I'd make
tell
him come
him to
us.
Ostentatiously quiet about that, and see if they can't come to us. That's
right.
Exactly my second.
I would say we haven't got our message up there yet. We don't know what the Congress
right.
is going to do. We cut hell
just
out of this
not
year.
Not able to talk about it right now.
We just haven't got anything.
Couldn't be
and
better.
A matter he'll have to talk to me about.
We'll turn it around that way.
And when he comes talks to me,
then you can say a few things
yes.
more in sorrow than anger. That's
right.
Fine. All right, sir. That's the way it'll be.
Any other news?
I've got.
Are you handling things in New Hampshire for us? Or
Mr. President, I hope there's no misunderstanding on that one. That's. But you know what department that's in. That's not in mine. Now, how about this Arab-Israeli package, Mr. President? What do you want to do about
it? I'm inclined to agree with you.
Oh, do you want me to talk with Mike
yeah,
about it and
yeah,
then give him a chance
yeah.
to come back at you?
Mm-hmm. What I would do is just tell Mike that right after I came in that we talked about it. The first thing that came in was suggestions. I talked to McNamara about it. I talked to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
And my own judgment was that we wanted to help them, but we better test things a little bit. We tested this desalinization and said we'd do it for everybody, and then the Arabs just went wild. And now they're denouncing us. I guess it's, I don't know who it was this morning. It was Syria that hit us and said that Johnson was just made a very inflammatory speech. which he said he's going to help them with a desalinization. And of course, he said he'd help everybody else, but they didn't read that. And to say in the light of that, I think we better go a little slow. I wouldn't say how long, but I'd slow
right.
and slow and slow.
I won't tell him when.
And then we'll get him out there and get him back.
Right.
And say, I'm afraid they'll break out and say that I'm sending him out there for that purpose, and I'd like to wait until after that's over with before we're taking action that you know I have in mind doing it.
Okay. But I don't want him to pass that to his friends.
No, that's right.
If he gets back,
no,
you lose
right.
the bargaining power.
Yeah, and then tell him we've got a lot we've got to expect of them between now and November anyway, and
that's
I want to
so.
Wait late. If they're so goddamn anxious to get me on the line, they got to get on the line.
Okay. Fine.
And, get the energy moved there.
Right.
Now, the Baltimore Sun says the agreement's closer than ever on Panama. So
well, it's coming out of, some of it's coming out of the OAS ambassadors, and one story came smack out of Panama a couple of days ago.
Now, we've got to take our speech. I see the Star says yesterday that we got a major speech on Panama.
AP ran it that way, and where that came from, I do not know. We have the first draft, but it's about three times as long as you want it, so we're going to try and get a second one. Then get your
is there anything in the first one?
There's a lot of content. It's just a matter of boiling it down. And it was deliberately done that way. They drafted it simply to put in all the raw material and try and get it pinned down.
Well, get all our dead stuff out of it and liven it up, and let me have a copy pretty soon, because 16th's not far away.
You'll have it tomorrow, Mr.
Right.
President.
Okay.
Right.